So welcome to my first podcast in probably like 6 months, I think, November. You know, sometimes we do things, you know, we do things in cycles here. When the mood calls, we make a podcast, right? And so the mood called. So I'm here now. And by the way, this is Julie Johnson. I am the co-founder and community organizer and director of community learning for Integrate Trauma Informed Network. And I'm here today to talk a little bit about something, a big platform shift we did on our, we did for Integrate recently. We just shifted our focus to really talking about what we call human-centered communication and what that is and how that informs trauma-informed care. Now, the reason we did this is because I've had several people DM our Instagram over the years and be like, even because in our tagline, it used to say empowering human care providers, developing trauma-informed skills, okay? To, you know, empower themselves and nurture survivors. What I realized in all of that was that people didn't understand what a trauma-informed skill was. And that's a big deal when we're talking about shifting a behavior. So my background is in learning experience design and performance development, okay? And, you know, the red flags in terms of people understanding what we're doing here, what we're advocating for, when people start to ask, what are you doing? And you've been around doing the advocating for years. But I realized it was bigger than just Integrate. It actually, as I was looking at other, just the whole concept of trauma-informed care and people training on it, I realized that we really hadn't done due diligence explaining how we were shifting behaviors. Okay. So, and what was a behavior that would be like considered trauma-informed, right? Like, I'm a yoga teacher as well. And like in the trauma-informed yoga world, everyone's like, they're not trauma-informed. He's trauma-informed. She's trauma-informed. You're trauma-informed. They're trauma-informed. And like, no one has ever really been able to identify what those are and what kinds of skills we're looking at. So I had some people from my world of learning experience design and instructional design and instructional systems design sit down, who have no background in mental health, just like look at Integrate, look at the work that I'm doing here on the platform, what the community is doing, the SMEs are doing, and really think about how do we define what a trauma-informed skill is. And what we came down to is that it's a shift in communication. The way that we are able to measure when someone has made that shift, that paradigm shift, that viewpoint shift from what's happened to you, to what's wrong with you, to what's happened to you, is by how we communicate to each other. Likewise, in our systems, we're able to see when an organization has shifted into a trauma responsive system in the way that they build the copy in their email system, the way that they write their courses, the way that they do their training. We can tell all that by how they use language, not just words, but also with our bodies, right? Is there an embodied aspect to it? So we are taking that adventure to kind of look at trauma-informed care and what it means to build human-centered communication to be able to measure what exactly a trauma-informed skill is. This applies to yoga teachers, to educators, energy professionals, trainers, all of us that like work in a human capacity, right? And so this is going to probably be the shortest podcast we've ever done, but I want you to consider, what does it mean to upskill our human-centered communication inspired by trauma-informed care? Now, we are building a course around this, which is a part of our upskilling training bridge. I'll put links in the bio here. But if you want to get on board and start to think about how can you upskill your communication skills that are inspired by the advocacy and the, the spirit of trauma-informed care, how can you shift your communication and even your decision-making to that is more human-centered, right? That is thinking through a survivor's perspective, okay? If you're interested in that, go fill out the form in the description of this episode, and you can sign up to get the free ebook for our human-centered communication ebook, and then you also will be on the wait list automatically for the course that we are writing, okay, for any human care professional, and even some of my digital humanitarians that follow us on LinkedIn. You'll be able, once you get on that wait list, we will be sending out updates for how we're going to be training and coming together in meaningful ways to upskill our human-centered communication inspired by trauma-informed care. All right, so go fill out that form, get on the wait list, and follow us on Instagram, and we'll be talking more about this.